Good morning, children of God. Welcome to Adventures in Creation. Miss Nancy is here, and we are ready to look further into Genesis and the Tower of Babel. Let's look at the Bible in Genesis 11 and the story of the Tower of Babel and learn more about the whole world having one language and a common speech. Now the whole world had a language and a common speech, and as men moved eastward, they found a plain in Shinar and settled there. They said to each other, "Come, let's bake bricks and bake them thoroughly." They used brick instead of stone and tar for mortar. Then they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heavens, so that we may make a name for ourselves and not be scattered over the face of the whole earth." But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower that the men were building. The Lord said, "If as one people speaking the same language, they have begun to do this, then nothing they plan to do will be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and confuse their language so they will not understand each other." So the Lord scattered them from all over the earth, and they stopped building the city, and that is why it was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of the whole world. God had to scatter the people by making them speak thousands of different languages. He scattered them all over the earth. One preschool class I taught had some students that could speak four other languages, plus English. We learned days of the week, hello, goodbye, and how are you in English, Spanish, French, German, and Japanese. What fun, but very hard. Thank you, Jesus, for people of different cultures that speak different languages to help make our world so interesting. Amen. Have a lovely day.